All right, guys, Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Shirley.
Oh, this ain't poetry?
Okay, no, 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 poetry. No.
Because I was going to give you your name.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, listen, y'all. We got a new black owner alert. New black owner alert. Miami Heat legend Dwayne Wade is now part owner of the Utah Jazz.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, man, it seems to be like a shift, man, in the culture of basketball right now. I mean, this is big because, you know, Grant Hill is the owner of the Atlanta Hawks. He's in a group. And then you have Miss Renee Montgomery, who is now a part owner of the Atlanta Dream. And now you have Dwayne Wade, who is the owner of the Utah Jazz. And you already know Michael Jordan owned the Charlotte Hornets. So you start to see a lot more players starting to own, and that's important. Because of the effect that they can have in the communities that they're representing. Dwayne Wade said he's going to be a part of that community, not just with the team, but make a difference in that community as well. Well, I think it's big, man. That is a really big move for Dwayne
right
Wade,
now,
man.
Do not leave Miami for Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Don't move his house down there, Zen.
Boy, Dwayne, you ain't gonna understand it. You gonna leave Miami to go live in Salt Lake City? What? You got to rethink that.
They didn't say all that. But you know, also LeBron James is part owner of the Red Sox too. So a lot of these players, man, they're making some in baseball. Yeah, they're taking the money, man, and buying into these franchises, which I think is great. Now we just get it done in the NFL. Yeah. Boy, you get that same
the good old boy world? You think you're going to do that in the good old boy
take
world?
Take one team at a time, huh, Junior? We'll take what we can get.
You just get what we get, though. Yeah. But this is big, though,
and
man.
Then we get what we get, right.
You know, so I think that's amazing. I'm proud of Dwayne Wade, man. He's a great guy. Met
hey,
him a couple times, man. What's up?
Now that LeBron, since LeBron out, man, who you think going to win the NBA this season?
Have you seen the Utah Jazz? They in first in the West. But you know, New Jersey, they got to get KD, Kyrie, and James Harden all on the court at the same time, if that's possible.
How's Golden
you
State?
You mean Brooklyn?
yeah. If they could get him.
No, Golden State has to get Thompson back.
They do.
How about the Hawks? I just wanted to say something.
You just wanted to be included. Yeah,
the Hawks have completely out of better. The conversation.
The Hawks are a lot better, but not yet. But I'm gonna tell you right now. If AD and LeBron don't hurry up and get back, the NBA championship would be in Brooklyn. Mm.
The Knicks is balling, man. Shout out to the Knicks being competitive this season, man.
All right, Junior. Yeah. Coming up at the top of the hour, have you ever broken up with someone, but then they told everyone they initiated the breakup? We'll talk about that right after this.
In the court three times, yes. Yes. Yes.
Come on, bitter man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.